Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Producing income from woodlands beyond timber. That's the focus of a regional one-day workshop this Friday at the UK Robinson Center for Appalachian Sustainability in Breathitt County.
Certainly in Kentucky, there's a great deal of diversity in the land and the woods that we have, the trees that are there, and also other plants that can be grown and harvested from those areas. We're going to be looking at some things that may come to mind as more medicinal, such as ginseng or golden seal, but we're also going to be looking at some food products such as shiitake mushrooms, ramps, pawpaws, as well as some beekeeping options for woodland owners.
UK forester Billy Thomas says done right, specialty forest products such as these can provide income in between timber harvests.
Some of these efforts can be more annual income opportunities where timber may take a little longer to bring a product to market. These activities can be done on an annual basis. So there are additional opportunities for people to get involved with these. Now, in some parts of the state, we have a lot more beekeeping per se, and some may do a lot more ginseng, but there are opportunities across the state, and a lot of these really can be maximized on forested property.
Friday's workshop runs 9 to 4:30 and is free and open to the public. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
We're back with UK forester Billy Thomas on this Friday specialty forest product workshop focusing on woodland income opportunities beyond timber.
Some of these are relatively easy to do. They are just a matter of finding and culturing some of the plants that are already growing out there. Some of them are a little more intensive, such as beekeeping. There's kind of a spectrum depending on where people have interest and time to allocate to these different activities.
Harvesting some of these items requires skill and knowledge to sustain their growth for future seasons. Thomas says they'll have instruction on that, and there's always value in networking.
One of the things about really all the programs we do is there's a great deal of peer-to-peer sharing amongst landowners. You can learn a lot from somebody that's done some of these activities on their own property, and that's a nice thing about this. Landowners will have a chance to chat and interact with others that may be doing this already.
Local extension offices will have registration details. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.